In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Sunday, being the Sunday after Pentecost, is known as the Feast Day of All Saints. On each day of the year of the calendar, church calendar, we have a list of saints' names that we commemorate. And I know you all have your calendars, and you look and see who the saint of the day is. And commemorate them. Some, of course, are more famous than others. However, each man, woman, and child in the great history of the church who witnessed for Christ is regarded as a saint by the church. The day of commemoration is almost always the day that the saint fell asleep in the Lord, the day of passing being the day when we're united with the Lord. Today, we honor the memory of all of our saints. June is the ecclesiastical month devoted also to the apostles. And I would like to speak about these great saints today as we embark on one of the four special fast periods of the church year. Today we begin, or tomorrow actually, we begin the Apostles' Fast, which continues until June 28th, not too long this year. It all depends on when Easter falls and Pentecost. So the other three being Great Lent, which we recently completed. In August we have the Fast of the Theotokos, and from the middle of November to Christmas we have the Nativity Fast. Now let us speak about these great saints of our church that we commemorate. The apostles were followers of Christ who were given the daunting task of proclaiming the gospel to the world. Jesus committed his teachings to his disciples, who by witness and preaching began the church in his name. Christ selected from many disciples and followers, the 12 apostles, and commanded them to teach his message, the gospel, and to preach and baptize converts through the world. And we hear this famous scripture reading, "Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, to the end of the world." This is actually read at the conclusion of holy baptism, the service. These very apostles had spent less than 3 years with their master. He called them that they might be with him, we read in the Gospel of Mark, to be trained and educated, and then that he might send them forth to preach the gospel and minister to the people. These 12 ordinary men began as followers of Christ and became leaders. They began as humble disciples or followers, and in 3 short years they became humble but spiritually bold apostles or messengers. On their last night together, Christ served them, spoke with them, and prayed for them in preparation for a future they could not even have imagined. Jesus prayed for his disciples and their future even until the last few minutes before his arrest. He prayed for them after his resurrection as he spent 40 days with them before his ascension. He prayed for them in heaven for the next 10 days before Pentecost. On Pentecost, as he had promised, the Lord empowered them with the Holy Spirit as tongues of fire descended on them, easing their doubts and fears. This presence of the Holy Spirit altered them in such a marvelous way that they were able to proceed as the heralds of the new mission. They were inspired, strengthened, and emboldened to preach the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. In times preceding motorized ships, four-wheel drive Land Rovers, and comfortable, safe travel. St. Paul traveled through the far-off lands of Greece, and St. Peter ventured to Antioch, Asia, and eventually to the pagan capital of Rome to preach salvation through Christ. St. Andrew, the first called, preached as far off as the shores of the Black Sea, Russia, and Byzantium in those days, now known as Constantinople. St. John the theologian traveled and preached to Asia Minor and Ephesus. St. Philip traveled to Asia to give the good news to these unknown lands. St. Thomas also preached in many Asiatic countries in India. St. Bartholomew, of course, our patriarch is Bartholomew, or Nathaniel, traveled to Asia, India, and also preached in Armenia. St. Matthew the evangelist preached in Judea and all parts of Ethiopia and present-day Sudan. St. James the Lesser preached in Syria, in Egypt. St. Simon the Zealot preached far and wide in Africa and Britannia, present-day England, where, of course, our beloved Archbishop Nikitas is the new archbishop. St. Matthias was chosen from the 70 to take the place of Judas Iscariot, preached in Judea and outer Ethiopia. St. James the Greater remained and preached in Jerusalem. Their chief mission was to bear witness to Christ and his resurrection. Thus we read in the book of Acts, and with great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. The influence of testimony remains enormous throughout the world. See how many believers of Christ there are today. These men were not promoting themselves, but instead were representing their Lord Jesus and proclaiming him as the great high priest. If you look always at the bishop's throne, there's an icon of Christ as the great high priest. See the profound influence they had on our Orthodox Church. In the Orthodox Church, there is never ordination of a deacon, priest, or bishop performed without referring to the holy apostles. There's a reading of the complete list of the names of all the predecessors. Apostolic succession is the foundation of the Orthodox Church, and it is also the evidence of the church sanctification. The Orthodox Church began at Pentecost. It is historical and canonical in the Orthodox Church that the bishops of the church are the successors to the blessed 12 apostles. They laid their hands, hierotonia, and ordained people. Specifically, we know of Timothy. And from there, the tradition continued. We thank God that he entrusted these 12 ordinary men with the mission of spreading the good news of Christ throughout the world. Because of their works and eventual martyrdom, we have the joy and assurance of knowing and understanding exactly the origins of our Orthodox Church. Orthodoxy began with Christ and his exhortation to the apostles, and orthodoxy continues with Christ today. Christ is the head of the Orthodox Christian Church, which is served by bishops, priests, and deacons of apostolic succession. Rejoice in the name and in the church of the Lord. Amen.